Pinag-aralan po natin for the whole month of June is the making of a king. First Sunday, we discussed David as the shepherd. Second Sunday, David as the singer. Last Sunday, David as the son, although hindi ako nakapag-preach last Sunday, pero I was obedient as a son. Nung dumating po yung lingkod ng Panginoon and I allowed him to speak. And ngayon po, we'll be talking about David as the slayer of giants. No? Amen. Amen po ba? Yeah, basahin natin 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 41 onwards. Sabi po dito, sabay-sabay nating basahin. Meanwhile, the Philistine with his shield bearer in front of him kept coming closer to David. He looked David over and saw that he was little more than a boy, glowing with health and handsome. And he despised him. He said to David, "Am I a dog that you come at me with sticks?" And the Philistines cursed David by his gods. "Come here," he said, "and I'll give your flesh to the birds and the wild animals." David said to the Philistine, "You come against me with sword and spear and javelin, but I come against you in the name of the Lord Almighty, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. This day the Lord will deliver you into my hands, and I'll strike you down and cut off your head. This very day I will give the carcasses of the Philistine army to the birds and the wild animals, and the whole world will know that there is a God in Israel. And all those gathered here will know that it is not by sword or spear that the Lord saves, for the battle is, and He will give all of you into our hands." Palakpakan natin ang Panginoon sa Kanyang mga salita. Amen. Sabi mo nga sa katabi mo, kapatid. Sabi mo sa katabi mo, kapatid. May magandang mangyayari sa'yo. Okay. Kamayan mo yung katabi mo, sabi mo, kapatid. Tutumba ang higante. Tanda mo yan, the giant has already fallen. Amen. The giant has already fallen. Amen. Tumumba na yung higante sa buhay mo. Amen ba? Kaya humanda ka. Tapikin mo yung katabi mo, sabihin mo, humanda ka. Uuwi ka ngayon. Dala-dala mo ang ulo ng diablo. Dahil talo na siya. Palakpakan natin ang Panginoon ngayong umaga na ito. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Manalangin po tayo. Panginoon, we are so excited for your word today because we know the battle is not ours, but the battle is yours. We have the victory already. And we know that the giant has already fallen in the name of Jesus. Kaya tulungan mo kami, Panginoon, even as we hear your word and listen to your word and apply your word into our lives. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. Praise God. Sige po, you may now take your seats. I'll be sharing the triple A anointing. The triple A anointing. What does it take to kill the giant? You have to be anointed. Okay? You have to be anointed by the oil of the Holy Spirit to defeat the giant. And let me share three A's, the triple A, no, anointing of David. Number one, okay, is his attitude. Sabi mo nga, attitude. Attitude is more than personality. Attitude is more than character, no. Attitude is who you are, no, in the face of setbacks, in the face of challenges. Yung totoong ikaw sa harapan ng mga pagsubok ng buhay. Tatlong bagay ang nakita ko dito about David, about his attitude. Number one, he was resilient. Siya po ay isang tao na mayroong resiliency. Ano ba ibig sabihin ng resilient? Meron pong kakayahang bumangon uli sa bawat pagkabagsak. May katapangan na tumindig uli kahit po napahiya, kahit po nabigo. Hindi po basta-basta tumitiklop at hindi basta-basta sumusuko. Yun ang ibig sabihin ng resilience, no? Kasi po si David, hindi nyo na itatanong, si David was never loved. He was a reject. Siya po ay hindi tanggap sa pamilya. No? If ever you will wonder why David was anointed in the home and not in the forest. Kung naalala ninyo, Saul was anointed in a private place. Only Samuel and him. Si Saul. But David, bakit si David pinahiran ng langis sa harapan ng kanyang mga kapatid? Bakit si David pinahiran ng langis sa loob ng bahay niya? Bakit si David pinahiran ng langis hindi doon sa gubat? Kasi kung sa gubat pinahiran ng langis ni Samuel, si David, hindi po malalaman ng maraming tao at hindi malalaman ng kanyang mga kapatid. Mga kapatid niya na may pagkamuhi sa kanya. David was not welcome in the family. Kasi kung siya welcome sa family, he would have not been pushed to work in the fields. Naalala mo ba si Isaac? Paborito niya si Jacob pala, paborito niya si Joseph. Di ba? Pinagtatrabaho ba ni Jacob si Joseph sa field? No. Bakit? Favorite. So si David pinag-work sa field. Hindi favorite. Bakit hindi siya favorite? Siguro hindi natin ito masyadong alam. Ako ngayon ka lang din alaman nito. The story behind David. Kilala mo kung sino ang tatay ni David. Tama ba? Sino ang tatay ni David? Si Jesse. Sino nakakakilala kung sinong nanay ni David? Anyone who knows the name of the mother of David? Ang lola niya, si Ruth. Pero sinong asawa ni Jesse? Well, according to the Talmud is the Bible commentary of the Torah, o siya yung historical interpretation ng Torah at ng Misna. According to the Talmud, ang nanay o asawa ni Jesse, na nanay naman ni David, ay si Nitzavet. Can you say Nitzavet? Yan ang pangalan ng nanay ni David. Yan din ba ang nanay ni Eliab, ni Abinadab at nakadishama at nung pito pang mga magkakapatid? Yes. But what's wrong? Bakit? Anong problema? Bakit hindi welcome si David? According to the Talmud, no, si Jesse ay isa sa leader ng sinagoga o ng Sanhedrin. At bilang leader ng Sanhedrin, siya ang tagapag-ingat ng Torah. Tagapag-ingat ng mga batas at reglamento. At doon nakita niya, no, si Jesse, na hindi pwedeng mag-asawa ang isang Hudyo ng isang Moabite. Bawal, sapagkat ang mga Moabite hindi tinanggap ang mga Israelita nung sila'y papalabas ang Ehipto. Kaya sabi ng Panginoon, kabilin-bilinan niya, walang babae na Hudyo na pwedeng magpakasal sa isang Moabita o Moabito na lalaki. Pero somehow, nagbigay ng konting leeway ang Diyos at sinabi niya, pero siguro, yung namang babae na Moabita, pwedeng mapangasawa ng isang lalaking Hudyo. But anyway, Jesse was conscience stricken. Nung nailabas na yung pitong anak niya, he was stricken by guilt and conscience. And so he realized that, you know, hindi siya purong Hudyo. Kasi ang lola niya si Ruth eh. Tama? Si Ruth ay Moabita. So hindi siya pure Jew. At dahil hindi siya pure Jew, si Nitzavet na kanyang kabiyak na purong Jewess, hindi siya karapat-dapat.
Kaya mula nung lumabas yung kanyang pangpitong anak, hindi niya na sinipingan si Netzebet.
Para lang ma-preserve, no? Si Netzebet at the same time, yung kanilang lahi at ma-purify.
Isa pang reason bakit parang feeling niya hindi kalooban ng Diyos yung pagpapakasal nitong si Boaz at saka ni Ruth. Kasi pagkatapos daw maikasal ni Booz saka ni Roat, ni Boaz saka ni Ruth, namatay agad si Boaz. Kaya parang merong sign of judgment against the family.
But anyway, nung lumabas naman si Obed, na siyang anak ni Boaz saka ni Ruth, nakita naman nila na wala naman problema, mukhang maganda naman ang kanilang mga lahi.
But anyway, he was conscience-stricken. At he never slept with Netzebet again. And then he planned on bearing another child with his maidservant, a Canaanite. So pagka-Canaanite, walang problema. Pag Moabita, bawal. No? Pero pagka-Canaanite, kasi Canaanite naman to, pwede. Kasi nung unang panahon, maraming asawa ang mga tao, hindi dahil gusto ng Diyos. Kumbaga sinasabi lang po nung story, ng history, ito yung actual na nangyari. And then nung isang araw, nasisipingan niya na itong kanyang maidservant, na kagaya ng ginawa nitong si Abraham kay Hagar, para magkaroon ng another anak, ang naisip ni Netzebet, yung nanay nung pito, na asawang totoo ni Jesse, mag-switch sila. So nag-switch, nung gabi na yon, ang nakakasiping ni Jesse, yung totoo niyang asawa. And that night, she became pregnant. 3 months after, nalaman ng buong pamilya na buntis si Netzebet. And they accused her of immorality and adultery. She remained silent. She never spoke. Hindi niya pinagtanggol ang kanyang sarili. At hindi niya rin sinabi ang rason kung sino ang tatay ng kanyang anak. Papatayin na sana si Netzebet. Pero namagitan si Jesse at ang sabi niya, wag, hayaan niyo na lang mabuhay yung bata na nasa kanyang sinapupunan at ang parusa na lang sa bata na ito, siya magiging kargador, siya magiging tagalinis, tagapag-alaga ng tupa, siya magiging katulong natin utusan. That was David. Kaya kung mapansin ninyo, nung si Samuel ay pumunta doon sa bahay ni Jesse, ang ipinresenta ni Jesse, 7 sons. Because when you ask Jesse, how many sons do you have? He will tell you, I have 7 sons. At ang sabi ni Samuel, wala na bang iba pa? Saka lang niya naalala, yes, there is another one. So kung tatanungin mo si Jesse, how many sons do you have? I have 7 sons and another one. Hindi niya sasabihin, how many sons do you have, Jesse? Hindi niya sasabihin, I have 8 sons. He was not proud of that last son. At nung malaman niyang papahira ng langis yung isa sa mga anak niya, ipinresenta niya yung kanyang 7 anak. Kinaligtaan niya yung isa. Kasi feeling niya hindi niya tunay niyang anak. He had 7 sons and the other one. Do you feel like that? Do you feel like you're the other one? Do you feel like in the family you're the neglected one? Do you feel like in the family you're the one who has been missed out most of the time? If you have been rejected, kapatid, if you have been rejected, God will do amazing things through you. David was rejected. He was the unwanted son. Hindi siya paborito. Hindi siya mahal. Kaya siya ang utusan ng bayan. Pero kung ikaw yung reject, kung ikaw yung neglected, tanda mo kapatid, napansin ka ng Panginoon at may magandang plano siya sa buhay mo. Amen ba? Amen ba? Alam mo, kahit ganun ang trato sa kanya ng kanyang mga kapatid, when you look at Psalm 69, you will find out the feelings of David. If you have your Bibles with you, wala to sa screen. But if you will look at Psalm 69, verse
6. Ang sabi niya dito, itong hinaing ni David, ang sabi niya, Lord, the Lord Almighty, may those who hope in you not be disgraced because of me. God of Israel, may those who seek you not be put to shame because of me. For I endure scorn for your sake, and shame covers my face. I am a foreigner to my own family, a stranger to my own mother's children. That's how David felt. Feeling niya in verse 8, I am a foreigner in my own family. Para akong estranghero. Oping-opi ako sa aking pamilya. A stranger to my own mother's children. For the zeal for your house consumes me. Sabi niya, meron pa siyang sinabi dito, those who hate me without reason outnumber the hairs of my head. Many are my enemies without cause. Niya, wala naman akong ginagawang masama, pero bakit galit na galit sila sa akin? And those who seek to destroy me, I am forced to restore what I did not steal. Kapag kami nawawala, ang laging nasisisi si David. Ganyan ba yung pakiramdam mo? Ikaw ang nakikita? Ikaw ang nasisisi? Ikaw ang laging may kasalanan? No? Pagising sa umaga, sermon ng almusal, hanggang pagpunta mo sa eskwela. Well, ito yung experience si David. Pero you know, sa kabila ng rejection in the family, he was rejected by the family, he was not loved by the family, he was still a person of character and attitude. Good attitude. No? Kung paano niyang irespeto yung kanyang tatay, kung paano niyang irespeto ang kanyang mga kapatid, no, that's how David worked through the circumstance of his life. Okay? Kaya kapatid, if you have been rejected, don't feel sad. Don't feel blue. God has in store amazing things for you. Amen. Amen ba? Okay, number two is reliability. He was reliable. He was reliable with the sheep. When he was entrusted with the sheep, he took care of the sheep. Kapag ka si David ang nag-aalaga ng tupa, walang nawawalang tupa. Pagka si David ang nag-alaga ng tupa, walang nakakain, nalalapang tupa, because that's how reliable he was. At nung siya'y utusan ng tatay niya, he was so good as an errand boy, as a messenger. No? Dinala niya ng pagkain yung kanyang mga kapatid. Pinagkatiwala niya yung kanyang mga tupa. Hindi niya iniwanang walang bantay. Meron siyang sense of responsibility. He was responsible. Hindi lang dahil sa pinagbabantay ng tupa. Bantay mo yung tupa. Opo. Ay, David, pumunta ka nga pala doon. Kinalimutan na yung tupa. Pumunta na doon sa dapat puntahan. No, he was not like that. Bago niya iwanan ng isang kwarto o isang lugar, ayos yun. Saka siya pupunta sa another appointment. He will never leave anything undone. And he will never leave anything unprotected. That's how reliable he was. As an errand boy, dala-dala niya yung tinapay, dala-dala niya yung gatas sa kanyang mga kapatid na nahandoon sa forefront of the battle. Imagine mo, sinong dadala niya ng pagkain? Sinong dadala niya ng pagkain? Yung mga kapatid niya, yung haters niya. Isang araw, yung mga haters mo, ikaw ang magpapakain. Amen ba? Magugulat ka isang araw, those people who hate you, God will lift you up in front of them. God will promote you right in front of the people who despise you. God will anoint you and God will vindicate you right in front of the people who never believed in you. And time will come, you will be the one to feed the people who despise you. Kung ikaw minamaliit ka ng pamilya, isang araw, ikaw ang magpapayaman sa pamilya. Amen ba? Kung ikaw ay hinahamak-hamak ng iyong biyanan, aray ko, darating ang araw, magiging proud yung biyanan mo sa'yo. Amen ba? If you have that spirit, that attitude of being reliable, and being what? Resilient. That's how God vindicates. Alam mo kung paano nagbibindicate ang Panginoon? Hindi yung para parusahan yung mga kalaban mo eh. Hindi. You know, the sweetest vindication is yung sa harapan ng mga kalaban mo, pinopromote ka ni Lord. Tama ba? Tama ba? We don't pray na yung mga nangmamaliit sa atin ay mapahamak. I don't pray na yung mga nangmamaliit sa atin, nangahamak sa atin, mga nanguuyam sa atin, ay magkagulo-gulo ang buhay at magkapapahamak ang kanilang pamilya. No, I don't pray for that. And that's not a good prayer. But the greatest vindication is when you are promoted right in front of the people who hate you. And that's exactly what God did. Kaya nga, according to the Talmud, nung rumampa yung pitong magkakapatid at walang napiling ni isa doon, lahat sila reject. At nung pinatawag si David, kumabog yung dibdib daw ni Nitzavet. At nung pinuhusan ng langis si David, napaiyak ng malakas si Nitzavet sa labas ng bahay. Because finally, she was vindicated. That after all, that boy was pure. After all, that boy was chosen by the Lord. Kaya alam mo, sabi ni David, kinote ito ni Jesus Christ, no? Ang sabi ni David, that the stone that was rejected became the cornerstone. From the lips of David, kinote ni Jesus in the New Testament, siyang tinanggihan, siyang nireject, siya ang naging panulukang bato, the most important piece of the structure. Hindi maintindihan ng mga tao. He doesn't quite fit. No? Pero yun pala, he will become the deliverer of the whole nation and will become the greatest king that Israel had ever known. Amen ba? Kapatid, that's also will be your destiny. Amen? Amen ba? Amen? Kung yan ang paniniwala mo that God is behind you and He will promote you right in front of the people who don't believe in you, can you just clap your hands? Amen? Hallelujah. Praise God. So be reliable. No? As a musician, yung hindi mapapahiya, as a musician, no, naghanap ng musikero para mapayapa ang mahal na hari, sinong hinanap? Yung bihasa. David. Nung naghanap ng isang magaling na maninirador, sinong hinanap? David. Why? Kasi grabe siya eh. No? Hindi nagmimintis. Pangatlo, resourceful. Bakit hindi nagmimintis si David? Pagka tumirador yan, ba't hindi sumasablay? Kasi ang kanyang oras, bagamat siya'y nagbabantay ng mga tupa, hindi nasasayang. Hindi yung habang nagbabantay siya ng tupa, natutulog siya. Kundi habang nagbabantay siya ng tupa, nagpa-practice target shooting. Habang nagbabantay ng tupa, nagpa-practice ng gitara, nagwo-worship. No idle moment with David. Hindi yung kapag ka nagpapahinga mga tupa, no, siya naman ay nagpapahinga din. At habang nakahiga, nag-FB. Nag-i-Instagram, nag-tweet. At pag inutusan ng tatay niya, galit pa. Kasi na-istorbo yung kanyang Instagram. Na-istorbo yung kanyang pag-tweet. Ano? No idle moment for David. He found some things to do with his hands. Hindi siya yung tipo na pag natapos ang trabaho, tapos na, praise God, tapos na, pahinga na ako, tulog na ako. Kundi naghahanap pa siya ng gagawin. Amen. Naghahanap pa siya ng mapagpapraktisan so that he can practice the music, he can practice, no, with his slingshot. And David, he was so resourceful. Even if people will cut him like his elder brother, Eliab, sabi sa kanya, kaya ka lang nandito, nag-uusyoso ka eh. Alam mo, he did not hang out with losers. He looked for another people, another person who to talk to. Someone who will listen to him, someone who will answer his prayer. Kaya nga nung lumakad siya doon sa battlefield at nakita niya yung higante. No? Alam mo, nung nakita niya yung higante,
Kita niyo yung mga tao. Paglabas ni Goliath, takbuhan yung mga Israelita, yung mga Hudyo. Pati si Haring Saul, nanginginig eh. Nung makita, pero nung makita niya, sabi niya, ano to? ano bang mapapala ng taong papatay dito?
While all the rest of the people were looking at the giant, and they were overwhelmed by the giant, David never saw a problem. He saw an opportunity.
Pag may problema ka, that's not a problem. That's an opportunity. Amen?
Sa harapan ng mga tao, ni Saul, malaking problema to. Kay Eliab, sa mga kapatid, malaking sakit sa ulo to. No? Sa mga sundalo, mabigat na kalaban ito. Mahirap ito. But for David, sabi niya, opportunity ito.
Kaya pag may problema ka ngayon, sino ba may problema ngayon dito? Ayan. Hindi yan problema, opportunity yan. Amen ba? Tinanong ni David, ano bang opportunity ito? Anong pwede kong makuha kapag natalo ko ito? Anong pwede kong ma-gain?
Then nagtanong-tanong siya, tatlong bagay ang pwede mangyari sa'yo. First, no, payayamanin ka ng hari.
At ang iyong pamilya. Pangalawa, tax-free. Wala ka ng tax sa babayaran. Pangatlo, mapapangasawa mo yung magandang dalagang anak ng hari. Yung prinsesa mapapangasawa mo.
Isang tanong, tatlong sagot. Isa lang ang tanong, tatlong sagot. Anong tanong? Anong reward kapag napatumba ko to? Tatlo sagot. Unang sagot, yayaman ka, payayamanin ng pamilya. Pangalawa, tax-free. Wala nang babayaran buwis. Pangatlo, mapapangasawa mo yung prinsesa.
Tingnan niyo yung tatlo. Look at the three. Okay?
Yung dalawa doon, para kanino?
Para sa pamilya. Yung isa lang ang para sa kanya. Mapangasawa ang prinsesa. Isipin mo yung reward na naghihintay. Naghihintay ang gantimpala, hindi lang para sa kanya, kundi para sa kanyang pamilya. Yung pamilya na tumanggi sa kanya. Yung pamilya na nilalait-lait siya. Yung pamilya, no, na minamaliit at hinahamak-hamak siya. Yung pamilya na yon, yun ang yayaman. Amen ba? Yung pamilya na yon, no, na hindi siya pinapansin, yung pamilya na yon na walang pakialam sa kanya, yung pamilya na yon na nilagay siya sa huli, yung pamilya na yon magiging tax-free.
Kapag ka pinromote ka ng Diyos, kapatid, pati pamilya mo mapagpapala.
Come on, palakpakan natin ang Panginoon.
His own father never believed in him. But he proved them wrong. Amen? He proved them wrong.
Nagkamali kayo ng judgment. I'm not a jinx. I'm not a curse. Hindi ako illegitimate child. Amen? Kaya kapatid, this is the kind of attitude that we must have. We must be resourceful. Even if people will never believe in you. Even if people will look down on you. No?
Si Haring Saul nga eh, sa totoo lang, he should be the one fighting this battle. But instead of fighting, he refused. And looked for a volunteer. Anyone? Alam mo yun, pag nakakita ka kasi ng problema at pinakita ng Diyos yung problema sa'yo, ikaw kasi solusyon. Hello? Hello? Pag nakita mo yung problema at pinakita ng Diyos sa'yo, ikaw kasi ang solusyon. Kasi hindi nakakita ng iba eh. People will see differently. But God allows you to see the problem and God allows you to sense the burden so that your heart will burn and then ma-realize mo, is there a cause? Sabi niya, wala bang cause? Kasi nung tinatanong niya, ano bang mangyayari sa papatay sa higante na ito? Sabi ng kuya niya, usisero ka lang, eh, yabang mo eh. Nagmamagaling ka eh. Ubod ka ng yabang, puro kayabangan kang bata ka. Umuwi ka na nga. Lumayas ka nga dito. Yun ang sabi ng kuya niya eh.
Si King Saul, he should have been the one fighting this battle, but he delegated it.
Kapatid, pag may pinakita ang Panginoon sa iyo na problema, ikaw ang solusyon. Pag may nilagay na Panginoon na burden sa iyo, ikaw kasi ang magpapasa nun. Huwag mong ipapasa sa iba. Amen? Amen? Pag may nakita kang problema, sinangkapan ka ng Diyos ng kapangyarihan at katalinuhan para mapagtagumpayan mo yung problema na yan. Nasa iyo ang sagot. Wala sa iba. Amen? Nung nag-volunteer na si David, at ang sabi niya, King Saul, I will fight this giant. Anong sabi ni King Saul? Ay, naku, iho. Batang paslit ka na, may gatas ka pa sa labi. Hindi mo kayang labanan yan. Bata pa lang yan. Bati ka na sa pakikipagdigma. Anong panama mo riyan? No? Alam mo, kapag may mga tao na dapat sila yung lumalaban, tas hindi sila lumaban, they will discourage you. Kaya yung mga tao na nagdi-discourage sa'yo, listen there. Kapag may mga tao nagdi-discourage sa'yo, kasi sila dapat yung lumalaban, ayaw nilang lumaban. At pag nakita nila na ikaw yung lalaban, i-discourage ka. Kasi pagka nakachamba ka, papangit sila. You know what I mean? King Saul discouraged him. You cannot fight this giant. Anong panama mo dito? You cannot. So people have the tendency to discourage you because they believe that dapat sila yun eh. Mapapahiya sila pagka hindi sila lumaban, lumaban ka, nanalo ka. Okay. Kaya kapatid, kapag hinarapan ka ng Diyos ng hamon, harapin mo. Amen? Amen ba? Pwede bang tapikin mo lang yung katabi mo ng malakas at sabihin mo, harapin mo! Kasi ikaw nakakita eh. Kaya pag nakita mo yung problema, ikaw ang solusyon. Amen? Pag may malaking hamon, ikaw kasi ang kampiyon. Not any other person, but you alone. Palakpakan natin ang Panginoon, mga kapatid. Hallelujah. Praise God. Kaya, it's okay, ah. If people never believed in you, don't believe in you, it's okay. Don't be discouraged. And don't wait to be encouraged. Don't wait. Pag hinihintay mo, may mag-encourage sana sa akin para mag-take up ako ng board. May mag-encourage sana sa akin para ako mag-apply ng visa. May mag-encourage sana sa akin para mapagtagumpayan ko itong problema ko. Don't wait for encouragement. It won't come. Just do it. Like David. Walang nag-encourage sa kanya. Lahat. Sundalo, walang nag-encourage sa kanya. Kuya niya, hindi siya in-encourage. King Saul, hindi siya in-encourage. Lalo naman si Goliath. Ba't siya encouraged nun? Walang nag-encourage kay David. He just did it. Kaya kapatid, just do it. Start that business. Amen. Mag-enroll ka na. Simulan mo na. Ligawan mo na. Marlon. Ah, sorry. Diba? Just do it. Kasi encouragement will not come from anywhere. It won't come. It won't come. You have to encourage yourself in the Lord. Amen. Amen ba? Okay. So yun po yung una, attitude. Must have that kind of attitude. Number two, achievements. Achievements. Dapat may bumaback up the track record. Amen? Nung sinabi ni King Saul, anong panama mo, anong laban mo dito sa higanti na to, pagkalaki-laki ng buhala, sanay pa sa pakikipagbaka. Ano naman ang panalo mo dito? Wala kang panalo. Alam mo, sabi ni David, Sabi niya sa 1 Samuel 17 pa rin, sabi niya, but David said, verse 34, to Saul, your servant has been keeping his father's sheep. When a lion or a bear came and carried off a sheep from the flock, I went after it, struck it, and rescued the sheep from its mouth. When it turned on me, I seized it by its hair, struck it, and killed it. Your servant has killed both the lion and the bear. This uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them because he has defied the armies of the living God. The Lord who rescued me from the paw of the lion and the paw of the bear will rescue me from the hand of the Philistine. Amen? Amen ba? Hindi niya sinabing, pinatay ko yung leon, pinatay ko yung oso. Ang sabi niya, the Lord who rescued me from the lions and the bears will also rescue me against this uncircumcised Philistine. Yung ginawa ni Lord dati, no? Mas higit pa doon ang gagawin niya. Amen? May track record na ako with the Lord. I have my story. I have a testimony. Proven na si God sa akin in the past. Proven na siya. Nasubukan ko na siya. Hindi man niya ulitin yung ginawa namin dati, pero mas matindi yung gagawin niyo ngayon. Amen ba? Amen ba? You will defeat your enemy by your testimony. How are you going to kill your giant? How are you going to put your giant to rest? With your testimony. Yung patotoo mo na may nangyari in the past, may nangyari kahapon, nangyari, nagawa mo na yan before, and you can do more this time. Nung medyo nakukumbinsi na si King Saul, sabi niya, sige na nga, ikaw na nga lumaban. Ito, para sigurado ang panalo mo, isuot mo tong aking armor. So, sinuot ni David yung armor niya. Anong itsura niya? Nung sinuot niya yung armor niya, pambihira, nung sinuot niya yung armor niya, hanggang paa yung ano eh, yung pantuhod lang ni Saul, eh hanggang talampakan nitong si David. Hindi pwede eh. At nung naglakad-lakad si David, talagang ano, talagang iika-ika si David kasi hindi naman niya mabit-bit yung armor eh. Okay? Then lumingon siya kay Saul at anong sabi niya kay Saul? I can't fight with this. Hindi ako pwedeng lumaban ito. Bakit? Hindi ako ito. This is not me. This is not me. Although, this armor may have won a lot of battles. The armor of Saul may have had stories of victories. Stories of triumph against the Philistines. Against the enemy. Itong baluti na to, anointed din naman to eh. Pero ang sabi ni David, but this is not me. God can use me as me. With the anointing that God has given me, I cannot walk in somebody else's anointing. Amen ba? Pwede bang sikuhin mo lang yung katabi mo, sabihin mo, be yourself. Yung kabila, sikuhin mo rin, sabihin mo, be yourself. Come on, lakasan natin, be yourself. You cannot fight and defeat the enemy with somebody else's testimony. Amen ba? Amen. Hindi mo mapapatumba yung higante sa pamamagitan ng patotoo ng ibang tao. It has to be your testimony. It has to be your story. It has to be your story with God. How He worked wonders in your life. Kaya kapatid, mananalangin ka talaga, Lord, I want to know You. I want to know You in this situation. Itong mabigat na higanteng inaharap ko, itong karamdaman na ito, Lord, I want to know You as my healer. Lord, ito pong mabigat na pagkakautang na to. That's another giant. Lord, I want to know You as my provider so that I can defeat yung mga future giants in my life. Kapatid, you must have a track record with the Lord. You must be able to say, Lord, we did it in the past. Let's do it again. We will do it again. Amen? Amen? That's how you slay a giant. Okay? So you pray to God, Lord, gusto kong magkaroon ng sariling testimony, yung intervention mo sa buhay ko, yung paggalaw mo sa buhay ko, yung paano ka mag-provide, paano ka magpagaling, paano ka mag-ayos ng relasyon namin mag-asawa. Lord, kung paano mong ayusin yung anak kong problematic. Amen? Kung paano ko pong ayusin yung asawa kong problematic. That's another giant. Conflict in the family is another giant. Huwag kang titiklop. Huwag kang susuko. Tutumbay ang higante na yan. Amen ba? Amen. So just trust in the Lord by faith. Sabi niya, I come to you in the name of the Lord. Hindi niya sinabing, I come to you with my experience in the past. But ang sabi niya, I come to you, no, in the name of the Lord. Yun yung pangatlo natin. Leading me to the third point, and that is allegiance. Can you say allegiance? Kaya ano yung una? Attitude. Pangalawa? Achievements. Pangatlo? Allegiance. Allegiance. Sabi niya, the Lord who rescued me. No, the Lord who rescued me. Sabi ni Goliath, am I a dog that you come at me with sticks? And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. Come here! And I'll give your flesh to the birds and the wild animals. You know what's happening here? Magkaharap si David saka si Goliath. Nagsalita bigla si Goliath. Cursing David with his God. Gods. Minura ni Goliath si David gamit ang pangalan ng kanyang mga Diyos. Nung ginawa ni Goliath yon, he shifted the battle from the human terrain to the spiritual level. Kaya nung narinig ni David, curses against him using the names of the gods of Goliath, ang sabi niya, you come to me with a sword, with a spear and javelin, but I come to you in the name. David shifted the battle to the spiritual world. It's no longer between David and Goliath, it's now between the God of David and the gods of Goliath. Now, Goliath has a big problem. Don't you think so? Kinanti mo yung Diyos ko. Lagot ka. Kinanti mo yung Diyos ko. Akala mo ganun-ganun lang yon. Kinanti mo yung Diyos ko. Malaki problema mo, Goliath. It's now between my God and your gods. And let's see who will win. Malinaw na malinaw dito, whose side David was. He was on the side of God. Kapatid, hindi ka pwedeng mamangka sa dalawang ilog. No? Hindi pwedeng sabihin na dito muna ako ngayon, sa susunod dito ako. No? Hindi pwede. You have to be sure. Sino ba talaga ang Savior, ang Lord mo? Sino talaga ang Panginoon na pinaglilingkuran mo? Hindi pwedeng dalawa. Hindi pwedeng marami. Papasok ka dun sa opisina, doon sa pinto, may feng shui. Pagpasok mo ng pinto, sa kaliwa, no, may statwa ni Virgin Mary. Sa kabila naman, may Santo Niño. Pagkatapos nun, may Buddha. Tapos may pusang gumaga nun. Tapos may palakang may barya. Hey, come on, make up your mind! Our God is a jealous God. Amen ba? He cannot tolerate a rival. Ayaw ng Diyos na may karibal. Siya lang. Walang iba. If you want to win your victory over giants, you must be sure who your God is. Amen. Amen. In 1997, June 28, exactly 30 years from now, 30 years ago, no, there was a battle between two heavyweight champions, Mike Tyson and Evander Holyfield. Mike Tyson is a publicly professed Muslim. And Holyfield is a Christian. Pangalan-pangalan pa lang, Christian na. Holyfield. Diba? At ang sabi ni Mike Tyson, "My God will beat up your God." Yung Diyos ko, Islam, Muslim, Allah, will beat up your God. Ano nangyari doon sa laban? Na it was dubbed as the great fight. On the sixth round, knockdown si Tyson. Di siya makaporma kay Holyfield. Kahit si Holyfield, parang palapit na yata mag-retire nung panahon na yon. Hindi siya nakaporma. And he was so frustrated. Kasi kilala niyo naman siguro si Tyson na first round, knockout ni mga kalaban niya, di ba? Pero hindi niya malaman kung ano gagawin niya. On the 11th round, he was so frustrated that he did something, the most horrible thing that happened in the boxing history is that he bit the ear of Holyfield. So kinagat niya yung tenga at napingas yung tenga ni Holyfield. What should have been the great fight became the great bite. Kasi Mike Tyson lost, of course, and he was disqualified from boxing. His license was revoked. But later, binalik din naman yun. Anyway, so kita po natin ito, mga kapatid. Okay? Kita natin ito. In your hand is the victory if you're on the Lord's side. Amen? Amen. He took the five stones, no? Naisip mo ba kung bakit lima yung bato? Naisip mo ba kung bakit lima yung bato? Bakit lima yung batong kinuha ni David? Okay? Alam mo ba, may pangalan yung bato na yun eh. Lima. J-E-S-U-S. Amen? Wala, nilaro ko lang yun. Pero, you know, five is the number of grace. Five is the number of grace. No? And grace is embodied in Jesus. Kaya nga sinabi niya, "I come to you in the name of my Lord. I come to you, hindi sa spear ko, hindi sa talino ko, hindi sa galing ko, hindi rin sa experience ko in the past, but I come to you in the name of my God, of my Lord Jesus Christ." Kaya in the name of Jesus, no, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. Amen ba? Because there is no other name, no, by which man can be saved. No name more powerful than the name of Jesus. Amen? Kaya kung ano man yung pangalang kinatatakutan mo, what's the name that you are so afraid of? Cancer? The name of Jesus is above cancer. Amen? Anong kinatatakutan mo? Anong kinatatakutan mo? Utang? The name of Jesus is above utang. Amen ba? The name of Jesus is above conflicts. The name of Jesus is above temptations. The name of Jesus is above your problematic son. And you will see your giant falling. Amen? Well, actually, kaya lima yung bato. Yung isa para kay Goliath. Yung apat, si Goliath, ayon sa Chronicles, meron pang apat na kapatid. So, nagsiguro lang si David na pag napatumba niya yung una, meron pa siyang baong apat pag sinugod siya nung apat na kapatid ni Goliath. At bawat isa yon tutumba. Amen? Amen ba? Amen! Okay. So, kailangan ko ng matangkad na lalaki. No, Ebong, halika nga dito. Kailangan ko ng Goliath eh. No, paano? Di ba? Ito si Goliath. Dito ka sa stage. Kailangan ko ng David. kay William daw. Hindi, hindi ko na kailangan ng David. Pero, isipin mo, ito si Goliath to, ano height mo? 6'4". 6'4" to. Tangkad. Si Goliath, 9. So, tatlong pie pa ang taas. So, uuntog na sa ring ng basketball. So, sabi, nakatayo si Goliath dyan. Akala ni Goliath kasi ang labanan, mano-mano. Kaya natawa siya kay David, dala-dala, pat-pat eh. Ano mo yung pat-pat? Aso ba ako? Papaluin mo ako ng pat-pat mo? Actually, diversion lang yung pat-pat. Hindi niya napansin, may dala-dala pang tirador. Pang-divert lang yung pat-pat eh. Sa kakala niya, ang gusto ni David, magmano-mano sila. Suntukan ba? Wrestling? Parang ganon. Mag-engage ng ano, embracing the grind. Grappling. Wrestling. Yun ang laban nila. Akala niya ganon eh. Pero yung ginawa ni David, binago niya yung design ng laban. Ginawa niya sa halip na close distance, long distance laban. So kinuha niya yung bato, nilagay niya sa kanyang tirador. Yung tirador nila, walang mango, yung bayabas, di ba? Yung bayabas na ganyan. Ano lang, tali lang yun, leather, tapos mayroong pouch. Tapos iikot mo ng mabilis, malakas na malakas yan. Actually, sa sobrang lakas yan, okay, ang trajectory niyan, pag sakto sa tatargetin mo, okay, parang bala ng baril. Ganon yung intensity niya, yung speed niya. Kaya nga, ang sabi sa Bible, di ba, nung pinakawala ni David yung kanyang tirador, habang papasugod naman itong si Goliath, di ba, nung pinawalan niya yung tirador, yung bato, saan daw tumama? Doon sa lugar na exposed. Eh dahil full armor, ang exposed lang yung muka. So, tinamaan dito. Boom! Paano ba, alimbawa, tinamaan ka ng bato na malakas, paano mangyayari sa'yo? Boom! Sige, tumba. Ayan. Eh, dapat ituloy mo. Ready? Ito yung bato eh. Boom, ganun. Oh, yeah. Oh, diyan ka lang, ha? Diyan ka lang. So, imagine mo, ganun eh, di ba? Pero, I don't know about you, nung bumagsak si Goliath, hindi ganyan. What the Bible is telling us is that when the stone struck his forehead, it sank. He had a broken skull. Pumasok sa loob eh. Pero hindi siya tumumba ng patalikod. He fell facing forward. Flat on his face. Tayo ka uli. So, eto si David. Tinamaan ka ng bato. Paano sabi sa Bible na bumagsak ka? Parang si Jose Rizal yun ah. Tinamaan ka yan dahil pag ganun, pa forward. I don't know, pero pag ganun daw nangyari, facing forward eh. Go! Forward. Yeah! Amen. So, ganito bumagsak eh. Huwag ka muna tatayo ah. Hanggang 1 PM service, nandiyan ka. So, bakit si Goliath fell flat on his face? Instead of falling on his back, he fell forward. Because this is God's way of prostrating his enemy. Every knee will bow and every tongue will confess. The name of Jesus is so powerful. You will fall down flat on your face before the living God. Amen. Amen. This is how God forces, how God will force everyone in the last days. They have no choice but to bow down before Him and worship Him. And that's what will happen to your giants. Amen? Palapakan natin ang Panginoon. Thank you. Thank you, Goliath. Ano bang higante ng buhay mo, kapatid? What are you facing right now? Ano yung nakakalunod sa'yo, nakakapagpagabag sa'yo, nakakapag... You know, what frightens you? A giant? Don't magnify your giant. Don't be expert on your giant. Be expert on God. Wag mong tingnan ang higante mo, tingnan mo ang malaking Diyos. Sabi niya, you defy the armies of the living God. David was only one, but behind him, he saw with his spiritual eyes, surrounding him, the armies of the living God. Armies of the living God. Greater is he who is within you than he that is in the world. Amen? Kaya I declare that your giant will fall down. Amen. Amen. Sige po, yumuko tayong lahat mga kapatid. Let's just close our eyes. What giant are you facing right now? Giant of sickness? Terminal sickness? May taning na bang buhay mo? The name of Jesus is above your sickness. What's your problem right now? What's your giant? Is it financial debt? Astronomical. Something that you cannot pay. And you're overwhelmed. That too will fall down. What giant are you facing right now? Conflicts in the family. Di kayo magkaintindihan mag-asawa. Conflict with your parents. Conflict with your children. Pinakamahirap na problema, pamilya. Because you don't know what to do. You cannot fight them. Pinakamahirap na i-handle. When you have a child, when you have a son or a daughter who doesn't want to follow the Lord, that is really painful. What's your giant? Are you facing, you know, you feel guilty for the sin that you have committed? Tingin mo, napakalaking higante nito. Meron kang kasalanang ginawa. Walang nakakaalam. Walang nakakabatid kung ano yung kasalanan ginawa mo. You and God alone. And you feel so guilty. Is that your giant? That too will fall down. Are you facing temptations? Every day, temptations. So huge. So tempting. But that too will fall. If you have faith in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, every giant will fall flat on his face. Just believe in him. Just belong to him. Hallelujah. Can you just raise your hand? Kung sinasabi mo na, Pastor, please help me face my giant. Help me face my giant. No, I have a giant right now. I am facing a formidable, frightening giant right now. Can you help me, Pastor, pray so that this giant will fall before my very eyes? Can I see your hand? Maybe you have been rejected. That's a giant of rejection. You know, people never believed in you. People, they don't really accept you. No? Even your families never believed in you. Can you just raise your hand? These are the giants, you know, that God wants to fall. God wants to put to rest. Just raise your hand. Praise God. Hallelujah.